Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Wednesday, June 24th. You're listening to Seeking Alpha, the leader in market news and analysis. I'm Rena Scherbel, and this is Wall Street Breakfast. Our top stories today: NASDAQ notched record high, another stimulus package in the making, and money continues to roll into megacaps. Leading today's news: futures were already dipping into the red after the NASDAQ composite notched a fresh record high, though contracts tied to the S&P 500 are now pointing to a 1% decline on worries about a wider transatlantic trade fight. The U.S. is weighing new tariffs on $3.1 billion of imports from France, Germany, Spain, and the U.K., according to a notice published late Tuesday evening. As it prepares to open its borders to international travelers, the EU today may also extend a ban on visitors from America, as Europeans are still prohibited from entering the U.S. under virus travel restrictions. Dr. Anthony Fauci told lawmakers on Tuesday that recent COVID-19 trends were disturbing, as the U.S. recorded a 25% surge in new infections for the week ending June 21st, with 10 states recording increases of 50%. In other market news, another stimulus package is in the making, though what form it will take is still being debated, said Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin to reporters. Whatever we do, it'll be much more targeted, much more focused on jobs, bringing back jobs, and making sure we can take care of our kids. Earlier this week, President Trump appeared to suggest that there could be another round of stimulus checks on the way for Americans, and details would likely be released over the next couple of weeks. Some other policies under consideration include a payroll tax cut and protections for businesses from coronavirus-related liabilities. The U.S. International Development Finance Corporation is talking to companies about restoring the manufacturing of PPE, generic drugs, and pharmaceutical ingredients. The agency had originally opened its doors in January to boost U.S. overseas development financing efforts, but now appears to be boosting coronavirus response endeavors. The DFC, along with the Pentagon, intends to jointly administer $100 million in supply chain reshoring funds from the $2.3 billion coronavirus legislation passed in March. That can be leveraged into tens of billions of dollars in loans by using it as a pool of capital, similar to the U.S. Treasury's backing of Fed loan facilities. Besides the possibility of financial isolation, Hong Kong may see smaller capital investment on the infrastructure and tech fronts. Google told the Financial Times it is considering alternative destinations for a high-speed internet cable after the U.S. government warned it against building the link to Hong Kong due to security concerns of exposing global data to China. The tech giant, together with Facebook, has backed the 8,000-mile high-capacity subsea cable, known as Pacific Light Cable Network, between the U.S., Hong Kong, Taiwan, and the Philippines. Junk issuers have sold $46.7 billion worth of bonds so far in June, topping the previous monthly record of $46.4 billion in September 2013, according to data compiled by Bloomberg. Companies have hurried to build cash war chests due to the coronavirus pandemic, especially after the Fed announced plans to purchase some types of high-yield bonds to boost liquidity, said Bill Zox, a high-yield bond portfolio manager at Diamond Hill Capital Management. You get an invitation to a party from the Fed, Treasury, and Congress. They offer to pick you up, take you home, and bring you breakfast in bed the next morning. You know it is going to be a party like no other. Year-to-date, the big five tech giants have outperformed the S&P 500's decline of 3.5%. Amazon is the leader, up 50%, Microsoft ahead by 29%, Apple 26% higher, Facebook 19%, and Alphabet climbed 10%. Among the fundamental arguments for the rise has been how these major tech names are insulated from the stay-at-home economic effects. People will still use Facebook and Microsoft's Windows, and Amazon will see increased business with brick-and-mortar retailers shut. Others are arguing that these megacaps are where Fed money is finding its way. Shares of Dell Technologies are up 16% in pre-market trade as the company weighs options for its 81% stake in VMware, which is worth roughly $50 billion. It's specifically looking into a potential spinoff or purchasing the rest of the firm, sources told The Wall Street Journal. Dell originally picked up the VMware shares through its $67 billion acquisition of storage hardware maker EMC which closed in 2016. VMware is up 9% pre-market. Unilever is facing fresh racism complaints about its Fair and Lovely brand, one of the firm's best-selling products in India, with $560 million in annual sales. Employees have grilled top executives at town hall events about why the company still sells skin lightening products, while several online petitions have been started as the conversation shifts to social media. A Unilever spokeswoman declared, "Fair and Lovely upholds principles that no association should be made between skin tone and a person's achievement, potential, or worth. We're aware that historic advertising is available on the internet, which is not in keeping with the current values of the brand." Johnson & Johnson recently said it would stop selling similar skin lightening products under its Clean & Clear and Neutrogena brands. From a nutritional standpoint, our products match the protein quality and content of the animal products that they replace, and ours is a clear winner from a health and nutrition standpoint, so said Impossible Foods CEO Patrick Brown to CNBC. He then continued, "This is why I think people are increasingly aware plant-based products are going to completely replace the animal-based products in the food world within the next 15 years. That's our mission. That transformation is inevitable." While Impossible markets primarily to the food service industry, rival Beyond Meat has placed its focus on the consumer and grocery sector. Other market headlines to watch for on Seeking Alpha. Twitter joins Uber in making Election Day a paid holiday. Microsoft plans to double the number of black managers and senior leaders. Mercedes and NVIDIA team on automated driving architecture. Facebook cancels its cheapest VR headset. Judge orders GM and Fiat to talk over bribery lawsuit. Carnival cut to junk status by S&P Global Ratings. Etsy tops 100 as sell-side love continues. As of 6:20 a.m. today, the Dow, S&P 500, and NASDAQ are down. Crude and Bitcoin are as well. Gold is up. Look for the State Street Investor Confidence Index report at 10 a.m. Eastern.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to seekingalpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.